The Takeover is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468.
The Takeover is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where all voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios. Speak and be heard. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode 70 of the Takeover Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Seekert, and to my left, I got my co-host. He's back.
What's up, y'all?
Was out Thursday when we had a bunch of guys call in, but now he's back, and we got a lot to talk about. Russell Westbrook is about to make history tonight. It's going to happen. It's a fact. Dude's a triple-double machine. We got a fun game we're going to play tonight, and we also got a very special guest joining us. His first time on the pod, my guy, Rylan Dawson. Rylan, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good, pretty good. How about yourself?
Good, good, good.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course, of course. You want to tell everyone what you do?
Yeah. So I'm a former baseball player. Played high school a little bit after high school. Hurt my arm, had to stop. I'm really involved in this tech world now. I do a lot for Boise State, AV Tech.
Right.
Boise State University Television, shout out.
Yeah, that's how we met.
Yeah, it is how we met. Actually, we had a class freshman year. We sat it. It was at Media 111 or whatever.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
Little one
Media 111, that's
and,
right.
We had it with Zach, the NBA, or what did you say about Zach?
Who was
basketball
like?
Basketball player?
Yeah, yeah. Tall. Tall. Zach, center. He was a center.
Haney.
Zach Haney. I want to say Hample, but that's a YouTuber.
Yeah, like a
that's right. The dude was like a towering 6'10".
Like 6'11", yeah. He was tall.
And we were like, yeah, this dude's for sure.
I think
on
he
plays
in Australia now, didn't he? I think he signed in Australia.
That sounds about right.
Overseas.
Damn, did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how we met. That's right. Wow, that was a long time ago.
I know. Tell me about it.
Time flies.
2018.
Seriously, dude. Now we're almost graduated.
Yeah.
All right. So, we got some NBA to start with, and then we'll get into our game, Guess That Player. But, yeah, I want to start with Russell Westbrook right now. It's a halftime. Let me check the box score.
Is it 10-4-4 last time I saw?
Right now he's at 10-9-5.
Yeah, he'll get it.
Yeah, I think he'll for sure get it. And he's got 9 assists.
The odds on that were great.
-400. So it was, that means it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's kind of crazy. Thoughts on Westbrook's career so far? Seth.
I know you're a bigger Westbrook guy than I am. I've been up and down on him. I think what he's doing right now is incredible. And this Wizards team has no business being in the playoffs, and they're going to be in the playoffs. And I think, obviously, Beal is a big part of that as well.
100%.
So shout out to Westbrook for that. I do still think he's overrated. If I were to sit down as a GM and pick point guards to run my team, do you count James Harden as a point guard now? Some people do, some people don't.
I mean, yeah, it seems like a lot of people can play point guard now. I would.
I would take Curry, Dame, CP.
Yep.
And Kyrie. I'd still probably take those four over Russ. I like Russ.
I would too.
I think there is a thing to say. I'm not a stats guy. I never have been a stats guy. I don't like stats, especially in basketball, because there's a lot of opportunity to stat pad in basketball. But with that being said, to do it 100, so he's going to break it at, I think, 182 triple-doubles if he gets
right.
it tonight.
He's tied at 181.
Which is like 2.5 seasons worth of triple-doubles, which is pretty remarkable. So got to give respect where it's due.
Right. Do you think, in my opinion, I mean, I think he's getting disrespected. I think he's getting disrespected, for honestly. Because what he does on the court, and I know he hasn't won a ring. I know he's been in the finals, I think, what, once? With KD and James Harden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he hasn't won a ring, but, I mean, his career's not over. Obviously, he could maybe leave Washington, go somewhere else. He could not be the best player on a championship team.
Yeah, 100%.
I agree with that. Obviously could not.
I agree with that.
But what player at 6'3 has been that guy?
Right. It's incredibly difficult to do.
So I just feel like with what he's done, I mean, and people say stat pad, I get it. I get the rebounds. Yeah, sometimes he's boxed out his teammates, but when he has nights when he he'll have spans where he consistently drops 15 to 17 assists. I mean, that's pretty
special.
What
he's done this last month is incredible. I think why he gets disrespected and why people don't necessarily like the way he plays, and it's kind of a new era thing. A lot of the old school guys don't like him. Because he's got a great motor. Like, you look at, people love Kobe because Kobe was intense. He was
right. He's got,
he was all over. Russ has that same motor, but Russ, just for me, it's
not a shooter.
I need to see NBA players improve every single year, and I don't know if I've seen that. Russ, every single year, it's the same situation. Yeah, he's a great player, gets great stats, but last 2 minutes of a game, he's way out of control because he has only one speed. He only has one motor. And so he just goes, and he turns the ball over a lot down the stretch. He takes way too many jump shots. And, I mean, I'd be fine with that if he improved his jump shot, but he has not improved his jump shot over the years. And so I think that's what's difficult for me is, I think if he were just to settle down, realize what he does. And I think he's doing it a little bit better this year over the last couple of weeks in Washington.
He's taking a lot less threes.
But, yeah. And pull-up jumpers and all that, I think that he needs to lose, just always attack the rim, and he gets way out of control at the end of games.
Comment.
Someone say, so is that, go, say go Bucks. Bucks? Is that Will?
That's got to be Will. I don't know who else that'd be. Yeah, go Bucks, Will. Oh, he saw the shirt. That's why. It's gonna be a fun year, man. Ryland, do you have any take on Westbrook?
You know, I don't know too much about NBA too much. So I don't want to speak, you know, on something I don't really know, but.
You don't want to speak. Okay. Anyways,
shout out to Speak.
Shout out Speak Boise. We in this. Now we got some other basketball news to talk. Yes, American rapper J. Cole is signing a contract to go to Africa to play basketball with the Rwanda Patriots.
I could speak on that.
I want you to start with this.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
Guy is a legendary artist. Like how long he's been around since we've been in middle school.
Long ass
sure.
time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in his prime was when we were in middle school.
I mean, is he out of his prime?
I don't know if I'd say that.
Absolutely his prime started.
His radio prime, and he's like, you want to see workout? That started.
I'm talking Born Center. That was the start of his prime.
Yeah.
I still think it's a little bit before.
Maybe a tad early.
I think when that album started,
2010, right?
When Dreamville got up and going, yeah. I think that was his prime.
Or 2012?
2012. I'd say closer to 2012 for sure. But
I'd give it a couple years after.
The fact that he's still signing and playing.
Yeah.
I mean,
because his album's ready.
Yep. This Friday.
He's running a label.
Yep, it's this Friday. He's running a label. So, I mean, he's probably just like, honestly, why not?
Yeah, to throw a question at you, if you had to build a five player basketball team of rappers, who's your team?
Little Baby's definitely not on there.
Nope. Quavo. I'm starting Quavo for sure.
Quavo for sure.
Like
Quavo
in terms of their basketball ability.
Sure.
Or in terms of they're just like the best five, like our favorite five rappers.
Quavo, Lil Dicky.
Like
both.
Okay.
Quavo, Lil Dicky.
Yep.
J. Cole.
Yeah, Lil Dicky could hoop.
I'm throwing Post in there. If you consider Post a rapper.
Could Post hoop?
Yeah, he can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you can consider him a rapper. He can do a lot of different genres. So, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Snoop. Can't forget about Snoop.
Oh, and 2 Chainz.
Really?
Oh, yeah. 2 Chainz balls? 2 Chainz can hoop.
2 Chainz can hoop.
He had a college football scholarship or a couple college football
scholarships. Yeah, he's actually a freak athlete.
Yeah.
Wow.
2 Chainz can hoop.
That's my starting lineup.
And I'll throw 21 Savage in there, too, on the end.
He can come off the bench.
He's that Westbrook. Gets sloppy towards the end.
Okay, I've never seen 21 Savage hoop.
Does Biebs count? The rapper?
Yeah, I wouldn't start him.
Biebs could hoop a little bit.
A little bit. I like my starting five better.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, so what would your starting five be?
I don't really know a whole lot of other guys at that hoop, honestly. I haven't seen a whole lot. I saw, what was that, the event recently that was Offset that went hoop? That was bad. That was hard to watch.
Oh, the celebrity game?
Yeah.
Yeah, Little Baby got worked by Giancarlo. Yeah. Giancarlo was an honorable mention, too.
I might take off a posty for Giancarlo.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was thinking about it, but...
Harlow and Quavo ran that game.
Oh, it was bad.
All game.
Quavo could play. Quavo was a hooper. I think I'd take Cole, Quavo, and 2 Chainz for sure. I think the rest is up for debate.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's kind of hard when we have zero film on these guys. I mean, we're kind of banking on previous athletic ability with like their high school and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think we did a good job. What would you say?
Not a bad starting five.
I think that's pretty.
I think we could take them. Sure.
I think so too. Yeah, I always take myself. So, Jaylen Brown, fractured wrist, out for season. I never really believed in the Celtics this year anyway, but you hate to see it in a career year like he had.
Yeah, what a weird year for Boston. I know a lot of people are starting to call for Brad Stevens, which I think is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
I love Brad Stevens, still a hell of a coach. But this team's still young. You got to think about the future. I mean, it's tough when Jason Tatum was first 2 years in the NBA. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals and took LeBron to 7 games, one of them. And so now every single year you got all these like championship expectations. But, I mean, at the end of the day, Jason Tatum's 23 years old. Jaylen Brown's 24 years old.
They're not even like, in their prime yet.
We can't get ahead of ourselves there. This was starting to kind of look like a lost season already for Boston.
Right.
So, I understand shutting down Brown, having that surgery now. Everyone wants to call for Boston, call for the heads. I think their big problem, and it sucks because I love this guy, but it's Kemba Walker. I watched them play Sunday, and it was... That guy is... He is slowing down. It's pretty tough to watch. And I love Kemba, but I think they got to start looking at clearing that contract.
Right, and I think it's because I think why Boston fans are calling for Brad Stevens' head, I don't think it's the development of the young talent. I think it's the veteran point guards they've brought in to change and lead the team that really haven't taken that next step.
Right.
And I think that's why, but I still think it's unfair.
But I don't think Boston should have ever been targeting big-time point guards because Brad Stevens has been like the GOAT of developing point guards that he has. Terry Rozier came out of nowhere under Brad Stevens. Marcus Smart was playing really well before Kyrie and Kemba got there. Isaiah Thomas was a near MVP, and now he can't even find a job. And Brad Stevens is great in his system. He likes those two point guard systems. It's good unless you have a star point guard that likes to handle the ball a lot. And that's what Kyrie was. That's why Kyrie didn't fit. I think that's what's happening to Kemba. I think you got to have guys that are quick and that will get rid of the ball.
Should we play our game?
Let's get into it.
I'm dying to play. I'm sorry. I've just been itching. So yeah, if you haven't seen us play this game before, I think we played it a few times here on the show. I know we for sure have once. So what we're going to do, we got 3 players in 3 different sports. Some people have 3 players in 1 sport, whatever. But these are the 3 sports, MLB, NFL, NBA. We give out hints, and the other 2 people have to guess that player. And whoever guesses the most obviously takes home the hardware. You boys ready to play?
Let's do it.
I've never lost a game on this podcast, by the way, so just want to throw that out there. So, let's get started.
That's a bold-ass claim.
All right. So, who wants to go first?
I'll start it off.
You'll start it? Okay. Yeah. So, Ryland, name the sport the player is in.
First sport is baseball. All mine will be baseball.
Okay. There we go.
Kyle Lewis.
No.
Let's throw out a few rules. You'll have to do a stopwatch. Okay. We get 30 seconds to decide.
Whoa.
Once all the hints are out.
All right. So you want my hints?
Or actually, then, can we?
I was going to do one by one. Yeah. See if you guys had any, you know.
I would take it one hint at a time.
And then it's 30.
And then you start
like 30 seconds in between each hint or something like
that. Yeah. I'll just count it too. I'm not going to stop. You're not gonna
watch.
Mine.
Okay.
I'm gonna stump you. Now that you threw that claim out, I'm gonna stump you.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Ready.
First sport, baseball. I guess all baseball.
Oh yeah, no looking it up either. You can see my screen. I'm on the NFL. Seth, to vouch. I can't look it up.
He's 30.
A little fishy.
30?
He's 30. 6'1", 210. I'll give you that.
Height and weight.
Yep. Okay. 6'1", 210.
The average baseball player.
What do you want? I know, huh? You want like it's like the starting like player on MLB The Show. It's like that's what they give you.
the Joe Random.
Yeah. Joe Random. That's who it is. He's played for two teams drafted by the Marlins. I'll stop there for
and
a second.
And these are active only, correct?
Yeah. Active only, yeah. Active.
Currently on the Marlins?
Nope. He was just
drafted by the Marlins. Okay, so we mentioned that earlier.
How much guesses do we get?
Active players. And I say we get two guesses.
Total or after each hint? After the
total.
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 So I'll read the three hints and then you can guess. If not, I'll read the next three.
Six. Wait, is this the first hint? But it's
three?
Yeah,
I read, 30, 6, 10, or 6, 1, 2, 10, two teams. He's played for two teams.
Yelich isn't very big, is he?
That's not Yelich.
He drafted by the Marlins.
Yelich is smaller. I think I have a guess.
That's not Yelich. That's
I'm going to say Marcelo Zuna.
No. I think you might have it. Go for it. You know who it is?
I don't yet.
All right, I'll go for the next one. Debuted in 2014. He currently wears the jersey number 10, and he's a two-time All-Star.
Not Ozuna.
Once on Marlins, once on his current team.
He's still wearing 10? He's always had 10?
I don't know exactly what he wore on the Marlins. Yeah, I think he did wear 10 on the Marlins.
Okay.
But I know he is wearing 10 now.
6'1".
Debuted in 2014.
It's my height, but not much stockier. Fairly stocky dude.
I've got to be an infielder.
I don't want to give the position away.
That's fair. I know. I'm just kind of talking out loud.
Let me see. I'm trying to think what else.
No, he didn't wear 10.
And he's only played on two teams. Like, he went from the Marlins,
Marlins
to his
two team. Yeah.
Damn, okay.
Ozuna for sure. I keep going back to
his. He's kind of in the same boat as Yelich, but he's not. I think I'm going to stump Ryan.
I think you might have gotten
check
me.
Check this out.
Hang on.
It's hard to name Marlins.
Do you have any more hints or is that it?
That's all I have, but I mean, I can give you. You want some more?
I feel like that's
I mean, he controls enough. The game. Let's just put
he's
it.
He's like, he said he's a two-time All-Star. Two-time
JT Realmuto.
Let's go. Turn me up.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was a good one to start on.
All right. Yeah. You want to go next or do you want me to go next?
I'm going to the NBA.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Kobe.
Big hint. Drafted by the New York Knicks.
Okay.
I couldn't name one Knicks player. You asked me to.
Not currently on the Knicks. He's played for five teams. He's bounced around.
Active. Okay.
Drafted by the Knicks.
I got one more hint, but I'm going to leave it at that for now.
But so he was drafted by the Knicks.
Drafted by the New York Knicks.
Got a jersey number?
Can I get a draft year?
Yes. Do you guys want the draft? Do you want the jersey number?
I'll say, what do you want?
What are we deciding between? Draft year or jersey number?
I mean, draft year won't help me. Jersey number might.
Draft year would definitely help me.
They're very similar.
Really? So it's in the 20s probably. Or no, I guess or the teens. Teens is what I meant.
But he's bounced around a lot.
I don't know, but five teams. He's probably been in the league for a while.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
He's been in the league for a while.
I want to say something, but I think he's retired. Is Dwight Howard still in the league?
He is, but it's not Dwight.
He is.
He's on the Sixers now. All right, number eight. He wears number eight.
Currently?
Yes. It's my boy Bundy's favorite player, which is really funny.
Drafted by the Knicks.
What side of the United States does he play on currently? East or West?
Is that too much? East. Oh, okay.
Bold.
All right, I got one more big hint.
All right.
He's from Italy.
Frank Ntilikina.
No.
I was going to say Giannis, but he's Greek, not Italian.
Yeah, it's not Giannis.
Giannis is too young. 15.
Smooth Italian. Shooting stroke.
He's from Italy. Drafted. Is it Gallinari?
Danilo Gallinari. Ding. Yep.
Okay.
That's Bundy's guy. Bundy loves Gallinari.
I do like Gallo. Okay. I'll let you guys pick the sport. I got one player in all three.
NFL. Let's go NFL.
Yeah, we haven't got NFL one yet.
Okay.
It's not like some like offensive lineman or some bullshit.
It's a center.
Okay. Three hints.
All right.
Former Alabama DB.
DB. Okay.
Actually, I think I want to just do two hints here. I'm going to start with two.
Okay.
And it's a big one. So you guys, once I say this, you guys, your gears have got to be turning. So right. Ready?
Yeah.
Former Alabama DB shares a last name with a quarterback.
With a quarterback?
Yep.
Shit, I just keep thinking Diggs.
Gears got to keep turning, boys. Who is it?
DB.
How long ago did he play for Bama?
I don't know the exact year.
Last name with a
recently or
Ward. There's no Ward.
More than 5 years or less than 5 years.
I'm trying to think of the draft. Hang on.
Why can't I think of this guy?
Who else was?
It's been for sure. He hasn't been in the league longer than 6 years.
I'm trying to think who it is. I feel like I know who it is.
At first, I thought you were going to go like D. Milliner.
I don't know.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
DB.
Comment section, if you got it. Comment.
Are we talking just corner?
If you get it correctly, you get to be on the show.
Wow. Yeah, but they could look it
next.
Up.
They can.
Oh my God! So here's the name of the quarterback. Let's go through the quarterbacks. Starting quarterback.
I'm not giving any hints.
Oh, you gotta get more than that. I gave like 9.
Okay, I'll give you one more. Plays in the AFC.
Alabama corner. Shares a name with the quarterback. Plays.
I don't think I'm going
to. What corners have come out of Bama?
So DB, it can be a corner and safety.
Diggs, Milliner.
Former Alabama DB.
Von Miller, is it?
Oh. Who's the
plays
guy?
Plays in AFC.
He's only been in the league for a quarterback.
It's not Von Miller. Von Miller doesn't share that name.
Von, I think he went to A&M.
That's right, he did. I should know that. I'm a Broncos fan, too.
It's not like... Sure his name of the current quarterback?
Pretty sure he got an interception against y'all.
Who's his team? Chargers? You're a Chargers fan?
Broncos.
I'm a Broncos fan.
Broncos fan.
I think he had a really good game against y'all recently.
It was hard to watch Broncos games this year.
That is true.
All right, did not meet expectations. Give us. Is that you got one more hint?
That's all I wrote down. I thought this would honestly be enough. I think you guys are really overthinking this.
I think I am too.
I get caught with like two names. Like I keep just thinking Milliner and Diggs, and it's driving me crazy.
I'm gonna give y'all 30 seconds because remember you got. I don't think you guys haven't guessed
yet. Get one more hint in there.
Yeah. You just come on off the top of the head.
Was he like a big-time name? Like a big-time
Yeah, this guy's big-time. I'm surprised you guys honestly haven't got this yet. You guys are both going to kick the shit out of yourselves. Let's
see. Alabama. A jersey number? We got that?
That'd give it away.
Really?
Yeah. For sure.
Plays in the AFC, you said?
Yep. I'm going to try to find another hint.
I keep thinking safeties are...
Okay, how about this? I've been on two teams my whole career.
Two teams?
Yep.
So he's been around for a minute.
Did you say less than 5 years, though?
Let me look.
This one's pissing me off.
Yeah, I'm stumped.
Career.
Splits
stats.
Is it Minka?
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. I forgot he was a Bama guy.
Ryan Fitzpatrick was the quarterback.
Yeah. Okay. That one took me a while. I'm a little disappointed. I don't feel good about getting that one, but I'll take it.
Guess that's mean to me, right?
Okay. Yeah, we'll just do a circle here. All right, Rylan, you're next.
All right, number two. We'll go with he's 36. He's an old fart.
Oh, MLB. That's right.
MLB. He's 5'11", 202. You know, pretty standard. Born in Long Beach and played at Fullerton, Cal State Fullerton. You want one more? One more hit?
Yeah, I may need more than that.
All right, drafted by the Reds. Didn't debut with the Reds, but he has played for two teams pro.
So he, but he never played with the Reds.
Never played MLB league with the Reds. Was drafted by them though.
So what? Got probably traded.
Yep, traded. Debuted in 09.
I might need another one. I don't really know the draft very well. I don't follow. Ooh,
how big is this guy?
5'11". 5'11".
Have one of his stats wrong. Let me
drafted by the Reds.
Drafted by the Reds.
He's got to be an infielder.
Got to be an infielder. I'll
give you that one this time. He's an infielder.
Okay.
I couldn't give the catcher up.
Played for two pro teams.
Let me see. I have an award for him, but the year is definitely wrong. I definitely mistyped it.
So let me update. I think I might know who it is.
Based off that?
I think I might know.
Let's hear it.
Justin Turner.
Wow.
Oh, you better get that. That's a Dodger fan. That's some bullshit.
I had to throw one Dodger. I had to throw one Dodger in there for sure.
That's whack.
So I think because 36, I knew he was pretty old.
Turner's that old?
Yeah, he's old. He's pretty old. I know. I thought he was way younger.
Who else did he play for?
The Mets.
And
the
Orioles. Really?
With the Mets.
And the Orioles.
He saved his career.
He was with the Orioles, the Mets.
Oh. It says on MLB, it says two teams. It only gave me the Mets and the Dodgers.
Oh, I thought he was on the Orioles, too.
I thought he was... Yeah, just
his hair just matches their jersey.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then he was Rookie of the Month in 2011. I had that next. That was your next hint. But okay. I put 2021 on accident.
Yeah, okay. Because 5'11", 36 years old.
Dude, but he's cut weight. Have you seen him this year?
Yeah.
He looks so good this year. That like, hopefully that means he doesn't injure himself as much.
Right, but, you know. Right. Okay. Mr. Newville, you're up.
All right, you guys want NFL or MLB here?
Let's do MLB again.
Yeah, let's do it.
MLB. All right. This one, I feel like this one might be pretty easy. Played at University of San Diego.
Chris Bryant.
There you go.
Wow. That's
I think we've talked about it, though, when I went down there. I think we talked about it a little bit.
Have we?
My other hand was getting, he played for the Hawks for a couple games. Seahawks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would be able to get that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Bryant was San Diego?
Yeah.
Was he born and raised in California?
I think he was Vegas.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, I think he was too.
He was
no. Bryce Harper was Vegas.
Bryce Harper is definitely Vegas.
Harper's Vegas. I think Bryant is too, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken, but I knew he went to San Diego.
He seems like a SoCal or Vegas kid for sure.
Okay. Do we want? Okay, so I got two left. Do we want MLB or NBA?
Let's go NBA.
Yeah.
Okay. Small forward. Syracuse alum.
Carmelo Anthony.
Wrong. Seth has one guess left. I've been on four different teams my whole career.
Is this dude bad? I have an idea, but is it like a dude that's barely played?
No. He's pretty good.
Four teams, Syracuse alum.
Small forward. I'm trying to think of the small players I know in the MLB or the NBA.
Trying to think of Syracuse. There's O'Shea Brissett, but he's new. Ennis was the one I was going to go with, but Ennis hasn't played much.
Is that your guess?
No.
Oh.
Is it?
I'm not saying.
Yeah, I'll go with Ennis. Save your
ass. Not Ennis. Okay, there both down to one.
That was a dick move, Secret.
You got to be confident.
Small forward, Syracuse, and he's somewhat decent.
Yeah, I'd definitely say so.
Let's go.
Syracuse. Jersey number? Come on.
Yeah, I'll give jersey number. Seth, do you want jersey number, or do you think you can guess with what you have? I think this might get Seth the answer.
I'm not good with jersey numbers.
Okay. Would that help you think?
I mean, you could give the jersey number. I'm just not very good with jersey numbers. They all change so damn much.
I want to say a hint.
West Coast? Does he play for the West Coast?
Plays in the East.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I'm just going to start going through teams. No, I don't think he went to Syracuse.
I'll give one more hint and then...
Okay.
He hasn't been really good to start his career, but he finally took a leap.
Was he supposed to be good?
No, not really.
Okay.
But like he's developed hella.
Okay. So like right now he's like decent.
Right. He's I'd say he's
not in Boston.
I'd say he's no longer decent. He's good. Miami. But there was a point in time where he was decent.
LeVert was Michigan. Holiday brothers were all UCLA. Otto Porter was Georgetown.
Seth is dialed. Yeah. He's going through every single.
I'm
small
just
forward.
Going through the bridges. No bridges. Does he start now? Is that giving up too much?
Yeah, he starts.
He starts.
Yeah. Okay. Now the timer starts.
Who's the Bulls starting small forward? I don't think it's him.
Otto Porter Jr. is not there anymore, is he?
No. Actually, I think he is there, but he was a Georgetown guy.
Yeah.
And he plays in the Eastern Conference.
Yep.
And he starts.
He's been on 4 different teams. 15 seconds. Ryland, any guesses?
Nothing.
You got one more.
I got
Tobias it. Didn't go to Syracuse, did he?
No, he went to USC.
The only other small forward I think I know would be Kyle Kuzman, but he played.
Nah, he was in Utah. He went to Utah. Don't give me a countdown. He's got to be at bottom of the barrel at least because there's Milwaukee, Middleton didn't go to Syracuse.
5 seconds.
Brooklyn, no. Miami, no.
3.
Boston, no.
Okay, one final guess. I think you're going to kick yourself.
This is going to piss me off.
You're going to get pissed.
I'm trying to, who's the bottom of the barrel Eastern Conference teams right now? Yeah, I'm Elshay Brissett and Ennis, James Ennis are the only. Oh, no, I don't even think he's in the league anymore.
Might as well use your guess. Just say it.
Yeah.
It's, no, he's definitely not in the league anymore. What's his name? He was a bust. Who is it?
Jeremy Grant.
Oh, yeah, it was a bottom of the barrel Eastern Conference. He's like a power forward.
He's listed as a small forward.
Damn. I went through the Holiday brothers too. I just needed to go through the Grant brothers.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy Grant.
Jerry
went
to. No, there's just two of them. But their dad played, I think.
Jerry went to Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, Jerry was Notre Dame.
That's
and then
right.
Their dad was pretty good.
Isn't that crazy how siblings can play pro like sports at the same time?
Right.
Pisses me off.
That's insane.
It's kind of off top. You think LeBron will play with his kid?
That's his goal. I 100% think that's his goal.
And then he retires the season after.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not a LeBron fan either, but it'd be pretty sick to play with. That's got to be a first.
For
Junior
the NBA?
Junior didn't play with his dad.
First in the NBA. Junior did.
Griffey's did.
They went back to back.
Yeah, they had back to back homers at one point. I think that's so badass.
Yeah, that's,
that
that's
is so
the kid,
sick.
Though. It's the greatest athlete of all time.
Yeah. Damn, I didn't know
that's
that.
His own.
All right. Move on to the next one.
Damn, yeah, I should have gone that one.
Well,
I actually did not know he was a Syracuse guy, though, to be honest.
I think that was going to throw you off.
Yeah.
See, I know no college either. Like, I could care less what college you went to.
God, you know, it's really hard with MLB.
Yeah,
MLB.
You didn't get drafted out of high school.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
big guys really even went to college.
Yeah. All right. Ryland's last athlete. One.
MLB, again.
What time is it? 7.
Big MLB guy.
Okay.
Again, pretty basic. 6'2", 190.
Oof. Skinny. All right.
Where's the jersey number 27?
Jose Altuve. No, he's not 6'2".
Fuck the Astros. He was the second overall pick in 2012. That might be given a little
Miguel
too much
Cabrera.
Sure. No.
He wears 24, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's 24.
It's a good guess. That was a solid guess. He's kind of washed.
Where's 27?
Actually, maybe he doesn't wear 27. Maybe his age is 27. I just wrote 27 down in my notes.
Oh no,
a little
that's
bit of a wild
fuck
card.
Me up.
You know, yeah, I think his age is 27. Let's go with that.
Okay,
I will let you look it up.
Yeah, I'll look real quick. I'm
please confirm
sure.
that.
Yeah, I will.
I get my guess.
I don't remember because I was doing. Yeah, you can have your guess back for sure. Sloppy.
No, it's okay. That's okay. I'm glad we're confirming this. But yeah, Jerry and Grant, Syracuse.
Yeah, or
Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, I did not know he went to Syracuse.
Yeah, he was a Cuse guy. Round pick. He played. Can you name his 4 teams he's been
That's
on?
That's what I was just thinking.
Okay,
Nuggets.
Age 27.
Age is 27.
Jersey number 25.
Oh.
Is that all?
Second overall pick in 2012. I'll leave it there for now.
And he's current still.
Oh yeah, very relevant.
Number 25. Mm,
Any guess?
I'm trying to think of players with the number 25.
I know, it's such like an odd number.
I know.
Because
I
like that should be a lot of people have...
Everyone's 2, 11.
Everyone has 27. That's why I was like kind of cycling through them, but... 25. Second overall pick in 2012.
His MLB The Show rating is a 95 right now.
Oh, so he's good.
He's good enough to get AL player
that
of the month.
That was the year you guys took
for 421. This month.
You got AL player of the month this month?
Yep.
Was the year you guys took Mike Zunino.
Yeah, fuck Mike Zunino.
Or was it?
Mike Zunino.
We took him third
and then
overall.
Mike Trout went 25th.
I can't get too much more.
That's a lot.
I have a couple AL more hints, player. But
that's a lot.
Is it
25?
A Boston guy? Boston's been hot. Is it No.
Not a...
I was going to say JD.
I have a couple more hints if you guys want to guess.
Oakland's been playing well.
Should we say, would position be too much? Or?
Yeah, I won't give the position.
Don't do position.
I'm going to leave this one out. I got other hints.
Who are the 95 overalls?
Yeah, that's a big time.
He's recently 95. Just recently.
So he's kind of hit. Well, so he's 27.
Because he only does that live. I don't know if other video sports games, but he only does that live every month.
The live roster updates. Okay. I just played the show.
You
last
said he
night.
Plays in the AL. Why am I? Oh yeah, because you said he was AL player.
AL
of the
player
month.
Of the
okay.
month this past month. That's why I got that 95 card.
Oh, it's a card.
I mean, you know, he's 95 in the game now.
Okay, wait, his live. Is it Diamond Dynasty or just roster?
No, Diamond Dynasty.
It is Diamond Dynasty.
Yeah.
Oh, who is it?
His live. I think he's still gold. I think he wants to say I think he's like 86. He's like verge of diamond. But his live this month became a 95.
6'2", 190.
6'2", 190.
That's an infield.
Yeah.
That's got to be infielder. AL player of the month? Who tore it up?
You want another hint? Give me a guess. Just give me a guess and I'll give you another hint.
I can literally, I can see the Instagram post MLB did.
It's not a Boston guy?
No.
New York's been
Boston didn't get number one though on the power rankings today.
I saw
today.
That.
Dodgers down.
Dodgers are like 7, bro. We deserve it.
I knew this one was stumped. That's why I saved it for last.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Is he like just now relevant? No, don't answer that.
It's hard to say. I feel like he was hated on a little bit, and then we became irrelevant. Not like hated on, like Astros hated on, like.
But like,
I don't know, he just got a bad name for himself somehow, or like, you know,
like overrated.
He was doing not even overrated. It's like, oh, like he sucks. Like, but like he like maybe because he struck out, he had high strikeouts. Like
high strikeouts.
I don't know if that was.
Wait,
is it Joey Gallo?
No, it's not Joey Gallo. That's a good guess.
Oh, it's Byron Buxton.
My God.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep,
that guy torches the M's every time.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Because I remember he had so much hype.
Yeah.
And I was like,
is he Minnesota?
Yeah.
Twins.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
I did one West, East, and then Central.
Okay.
Absolute freak on defense, but we were all waiting for his bat.
And it's here.
And it's here.
I thought I had the Joey
and
Gallo. Except Minnesota blows.
Because I was checking.
They suck.
You're right. Because I was waiting. I'm like, how old is this guy by now? Because I feel like he entered the league at like 23.
If he's 27.
And then I remember seeing he's 27 years old.
He looks like he's 35.
Yeah.
He does not look good. He's fast.
Oh, he's freaky.
I didn't realize
fast.
99 number 99 two overall speed. Pick.
Neither did I. That's I read crazy. That. I was like, no way.
That's yeah. That didn't help me.
I thought it was gonna be Joey Gallo.
Way up.
But then AL Player of the Month, I clicked it. And I'm like, oh, this dude's on a tear. So yeah.
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 So yeah. Okay. Damn, he's a 95 overall.
This is like that event crazy. Card because he got Player of the Month.
That's right. Okay. Gotcha.
Damn.
Seth, on to your last player.
One. This is the NFL. Nice I'm gonna guy. Start with drafted by the 49ers.
You.
I'm going to switch to NBA. Okay.
You guys want college or jersey number?
College.
Miami University. The U.
It's drafted by the Niners?
The U. It's all about the U.
Is he playing with the Niners still?
No.
Is he still playing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's not
okay.
Kaepernick.
Yeah. Drafted by the University of Miami?
You, baby.
I
He must be super relevant. If that's all we're getting.
He's a big name.
Went to Miami.
Trying to think of another hint that wouldn't give it away, because the jersey number I think would give it away.
Offense?
Yeah, I'll say offense.
But he's not on the Niners right now. We established that. Okay, no. That's
not on the Niners.
Still playing on the West Coast.
Trying to figure out what draft this was.
Is he still what?
He still playing on the West Coast?
No.
The Miami Hurricanes to the North 49ers.
How was the season last year?
He's an odd one to describe, but
like not a lot of playing time, or
for who he is, for where he's at, it was pretty good. I'll say that.
Was it like a Julio Jones?
Bro, if it's like some guard, I'm gonna be so pissed.
No. It's a skill position.
What?
For where he was.
For his situation.
Did he play for the Niners?
Yes, for a long time.
Oh,
that's gonna give it to Ryan.
Is it Vernon Davis?
It is not Vernon Davis. Is he still playing? There's no way. Is Vernon still?
He might have actually just retired, but he is old. I thought that was it because he played for the Niners for a while.
Yeah, he played with Vernon Davis.
Skills not Alex Smith
on offense. So it's got to be like a. I feel like it's not a quarterback. It's got to be like a wide receiver running.
Not
back.
A quarterback.
Could be a tight end too.
It's not Patrick Willis.
He's a dog.
It's not Navarro Bowman.
No.
It's a fun game.
This is a fun game.
I'd be way better if it was MLB, though.
This is stumping me.
I thought this one actually might be a little bit easier, to be honest.
I got it.
Who?
I got it. It's Frank Gore.
Frank Gore. Yeah. That's why I said it's like, how was the season? Well, he's like, what, 40 years old? He's playing on the New York Jets. Like, for what it was, he had a good season.
Okay. Yep. Frank Gore. Gotcha. Okay. The final player of the game.
Ooh. He's MLB, right?
MLB.
All right, let's go.
I think this one might be pretty quick. I think you can get this one.
All right.
You will. Seth?
It's going to be a Dodger. If it's another Dodgers guy, I swear to God.
It's not a Dodger.
Okay.
I think you guys both can get this, though. Drafted by the Pirates.
Kutch.
No. Traded from the Pirates. He's been on two teams. So wherever he's
Garrett
at now.
Cole.
No.
Really?
Is Harrison still there? Josh Harrison?
Yes. No. Harrison
should have waited for all the hints.
Is it Josh Harrison?
No.
No.
I stand at 6.
Just naming all the good Pirates players they traded off.
Literally everyone.
Like the Marlins.
Yeah, literally.
This is going to be a big one. I stand 6'8".
Josh Bell.
No.
That's a tall one, right? Harrison was the short one, and Josh Bell's the tall guy with dreads, right?
Josh Bell's like the thick guy.
I thought Josh Bell's
6'.
Josh Bell's not that tall.
So is it a pitcher? Or it's got to be a pitcher or first baseman.
6'8". 6'8". 6'8".
Did Brandon Belt play for the Pirates? He's a big-ass dude.
No.
That is a big dude, but no.
He's been Giants for his life.
I think he's been a Giant his whole career.
Yeah.
6'8".
Pretty sure he's the tallest dude in the league.
This guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Who was that monster pitcher that I think he's got to be retired? Chris Young, whatever. That dude was always.
I think he was at the time. He was
Chris
the tallest.
Archer played for the Pirates too.
But he's pretty talented.
I don't think Chris Archer's that tall.
He's like some bullpen dude.
It's the bullpen.
No, this
catcher.
Dude's relevant.
Still?
Yeah.
And doesn't play for
six
the Pirates. Traded away.
Does not pay
traded away. Not
traded away.
Who'd they get in return?
Chris Archer.
Really?
Oh, so Chris so he came Tampa? He's in or
yeah, he'd have to be in Tampa now.
That is my only hint. Damn. Okay, you guys pieced it together.
Who's in Tampa now?
Who's it's 6 not foot eight in is Tampa? Is it what's his name? The Asian first baseman? Did he play for the Pirates? Quo?
No,
G-Man Choi.
G-Man Choi.
It's
not G-Man Choi.
I was thinking of the other one.
That's a baller, though.
I'm surprised you guys haven't got this yet.
6'8" in Tampa.
6'8".
I would think it'd be a first. It has to be either a first baseman or a pitcher.
Yeah, I'm not thinking outfield
at all.
There
ain't a lot of 6'8" shortstops.
No, there are not.
I'm thinking like there has to be like an awkward like left fielder though, you know?
Like an Aaron Judge.
Wow. And Longoria played. He's not in the.
He's on the Giants. Yeah.
Sure. Who went to?
Okay, I'm gonna see if I can give you guys another.
The fact you're able to give us the Archer one, and I didn't, I couldn't get that.
At least we know where.
I know
at
it was
now.
Funny you said that.
Because he said he's only played on two teams. Right. He's in the Crystal, so he has to be in Tampa.
Is he though? Is he still in Tampa?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys nailed it.
It's not Kiermaier, is it?
Oh, he's been there for a while.
Kiermaier's tiny.
And it's not Randy Rosarena because he's homegrown.
What's another hint?
We know who Tampa
infield
right now.
He's been in the league for.
It's not Jose Altuve.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. This is his 7th year.
What's his splits looking
okay,
like this year?
Technically, he's having a career year right now.
Really?
Yeah, this is
in Tampa.
I haven't watched a single
his career year was 2019, but right now it's like the second best. He's entering his prime.
Who's hot in Tampa?
I haven't watched a single.
I am surprised. You guys definitely know this guy, though.
Yeah.
You guys definitely know this guy.
So he was in the series last year.
He was.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not drawing any names.
This game was a lot harder than I thought.
Who was in the series? Brandon Lowell?
Born in California. Nope.
I just started naming off the fucking 40-man roster for the Rays. 6'8". I just can't think of anyone who's 6'8" on the Rays.
That's
that
like
might
towering.
Have just that might have thrown you guys
that's,
off.
Yeah.
That's towering.
So I'm trying to go through like the World Series last year, like at bats. Every guy that Bueller struck out.
I'm not drawing anything.
Yeah.
I don't know Tampa Bay at
I
all.
Think I'm gonna have to
this dude did not have any at-bats last year.
In the World Series?
At all. Just period. Did he play? Injury?
The DH was active for both sides.
Ah, so he's a pitcher.
Oh.
Who's the Pirates?
I
just know Gerrit Cole was on the Pirates at one point.
And that was a good guess.
Yeah.
And Cole's like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, he's a big
Cole's
guy.
Cole's a big dude, yeah.
Looks like this dude's out of high school.
Pitcher.
From California. Pirates for 3 seasons, Rays for 4 seasons.
6'8".
Good pitching year last year?
Yeah. His best year was 2019. Right now, he'd probably be a Cy Young candidate.
Ooh, damn. It's not. I'm trying to think of their ace. Why can't I think of their ace now?
Like Glavix or something.
Glasnow.
Glasnow. Tyler Glasnow.
Tyler Glasnow.
He's 6'8".
He was on the
Tyler
Pirates.
Glasnow is 6'8".
Yeah, he's
6'8".
A tall dude.
Is he really?
Yeah. 6'8", 225.
Yeah. His flow
he's the one
too.
He's got the long curly hair. Right?
He's got the flow.
Yeah.
Him and I think yeah.
He's 6'8"?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was on
Holy
the Pirates.
Holy crap!
He's dirty.
He's nasty.
Yeah, he's good. I did not realize he was that tall, though.
I'd take him over Snell any day.
Ooh,
Snell's struggling right now.
Snell's a lefty. Glasnow's a righty.
Pull him in the fourth, and that's what happens.
That was a great move still.
Yeah. Arguably the best move of last year.
All right. Well, that concludes our game. What'd you guys think? Damn.
That's a lot tougher than I expected it to be.
Me too, dude.
It's hard because you have to shift sports.
Yeah.
I think if you had a single sport, like
NBA
you did all
would have
yeah.
killed it. If we had more NBA.
Yeah.
That is true.
I'm bummed I missed the NBA
but
one.
You're MLB guy.
I am.
You're big NBA. MLB. I mean, so like.
Please all parties. Obviously,
right.
NFL with the Saints gear today.
I do. I know today's an NFL day. So yeah, I thought that was a good game. Yeah, we'll be playing more games here like that soon. What do we have planned next? We literally just talked about it.
It was playoffs. Was it?
Oh, yeah,
MLB. I got a couple questions because it's very rare. Actually, if ever, we've had an MLB guy on here, and I love that.
Oh, good, good.
The big debate with baseball right now is We've already had, what, four no-hitters this year?
Seven's
the record. We're already, like, halfway
a month
there.
In the season.
Oh, my God, you're right.
And there's been talks about lowering the mound or moving the mound back.
Ah, so they're moving the mound back in the minor leagues.
I saw they did in the minors.
In one of the leagues. They're moving it a foot back. You know, I really could... I'm just surprised what a foot will do. Right. It'll be interesting to see if it, like, really, really does something. Or if, like, it does something massive and, like, guys are just mashing.
Right.
I don't know, but, like... See, I'm fine with watching people strike out all day. Because, like, I was a pitcher in high school.
Right.
Yeah. So it's, like, Trevor Bauer's dirty pitching, like...
Yeah.
I'll watch that all day. I don't miss the starts.
Well, so, I mean, it's, like, what's... What? Why are the pitchers dominating this league's home run... Think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Bills all day long.
That was good. That was good timing on that one.
Well, yeah. I know.
Look at the numbers.
Trevor Bauer is under investigation right now.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. They're checking his balls.
They're checking everyone's balls.
I know. So
go watch a Trevor Bauer YouTube video.
No, I know. That's the one I've seen.
Yeah.
So do you think how many pitchers do you think will get busted?
No one. The MLB's soft.
Yeah, but they're home run dependent.
I feel like the MLB almost needs a scandal here soon. Like when the MLB was at its peak was like, in terms of like viewership was like
the steroid era. Yep.
The McGuire, the Sosa,
Bonds.
Bonds entered.
And so that's why they'll do they'll bring out the foreign substance rule, but they won't enforce it.
Right.
Because why?
Goddamn, like why can't any of the Mariners players use any foreign substances then? God, their bullpen could sure as hell use it.
It's probably like illegal in the Pacific Northwest or something like that.
Probably, yeah.
Well, nothing's illegal. Well,
all you got to do is just pine tar.
Exactly. Did you see that tweet from Bauer like a while back? It was like pine tar, Coca-Cola, like baking powder, and like some weight, like, you know, like the slime off a snail or something like that, like boiled down for 20 minutes. And he's like, that's what you got. I don't know if that, you think he was kidding about that? You think
I think he was joking about that. I don't think I could take
anything Bauer says seriously.
Yeah. Dude's a meme.
Loved what he said about Tatis. I thought I respected that.
Yeah.
No, dude, Bauer's a cool, like, I feel like he gets that.
I'm a huge Bauer fan.
Me too.
Biggest Bauer fan.
Bauer's like the most, like the biggest like fraternity dude I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that dude would just crush beers off his forehead on the weekends.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that. But, I mean, like, he gets it. He got rocked by Tatis.
Yeah.
And then goes and says, yeah, you have every right to celebrate. Yeah, I don't give a shit. Sure.
And I respect that.
I do, too. 100%. So, like, that's cool to hear.
And I think that is what will bring viewership. Mm-hmm. Who cares about pine tar on a bill?
Yeah.
Dude, go start yelling at the pitcher. Like,
yeah.
I just tanked a 450 monster off you.
Yeah. Just hit a piss missile. Yeah. Sorry about it. Throw a slider next time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean... I mean, baseball is in need of kind of getting its juice back.
They need to listen to people like Bauer and Tatis.
Yeah,
and like
I think Tatis has a chance to like save the game. Which and I'm a same I love with tradition. Acuna. Like I don't
Dude,
want
don't
baseball
get me started
to
on Acuna.
I don't want baseball to change at all. But everyone's talking about how the viewership is so bad and it needs younger faces. I think baseball's biggest problem is the two greatest players of the last 5 years to a decade haven't sniffed the playoffs, and DeGrom and
they were
Mike
just
Trout.
like, that's crazy. Like, they were talking about Trout has no three playoff games in his career.
Yeah. And I think he's arguably like probably the most talented player ever.
like, go down the Little League World Series when they say like their favorite baseball player, Mike Trout.
Yeah. Right.
Ohtani. 100%. Still Jeter. Like,
yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Jeter had his time to playoffs, but like.
But when you're on the Yankees,
yeah,
you're going to make the playoffs.
Except the past, like, you know, except this year, maybe.
So, if that's the case, should there be more player movement in baseball, do you think? Or, like, Mike Trout could have left.
He could have. I don't know. All these guys are, like, signing huge-ass deals, though. Yeah. Like, big-ass deals.
Maybe baseball needs a salary cap.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
That's a Dodgers fan saying that.
Yeah.
I've been agreeing. I think so. I think that's what would really help baseball.
Yeah, I think so. They're just making so much money.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would I leave? Like, you know, especially when the Padres infield is worth almost $1 billion.
Yeah, seriously, Hosmer.
Just their left side, just Machado. Their shortstop and third baseman are $650 million. 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ridiculous. Gnarly. I mean, but.
Then you got Snell, Darvish, their catcher, Hosmer, and.
Will Myers.
Will Myers
to make up the rest of the $300 million. Yeah. Not that hard.
So.
You're welcome.
Can you, I mean, if I was in Mike Trout's shoes, I'm in LA, I get that contract, I don't think I say no either.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, how could you?
Yeah.
See, but the Angels have so much potential batting-wise,
too.
Their pitching is just, they can't figure it out.
I mean, at one point, the Angels had the best hitter in the game. He was getting older in Albert Pujols, and then a rising Mike Trout.
Mike Trout's still getting better. He's having the best, on pace to have the best career.
Now they got Trout.
Season, yeah.
And now this rising star with Ohtani still can't win games. And Joe Maddon's coaching.
They got a good manager in there now, trying to switch it up off of Socha. Yeah.
They got Rendon.
Yep, Rendon's, they did get Rendon. Yeah,
David Fletcher's up.
On paper, they're a great team.
On paper, they probably should make, they have to make the playoffs.
They've just never had pitching.
Right.
And that's, the Dodgers struggle with that, the bullpen, and they're back at it right now. That's just because injury. I mean, our bullpen just used to be terrible.
Right, it used to be really bad.
And then it got really good last year, the past couple years, and then now we get a fire rotation. Fire everything else, and then our bullpen just wants to injure themselves. And now we're having our AAA people in AA.
Right, there's a lot of no names I've heard this year. It's kind of bad. Bellinger still.
And that's why we get our stacked rotation to the seventh inning, and then we just give up games. I think we've lost all of our games in the past 20 games.
We've only won like six.
We've won six, but the ones we have lost, I think 75% of have been lost after our starting pitcher leaves.
Uh-huh.
They've been blown holds.
Welcome to the life of a Mariners fan.
Hey, you guys start
open
hot.
Arms.
You guys start hot.
They love
year.
April.
We're already going
down. Oh, yeah.
Mariners love April.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't have a bullpen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got the better Seager.
Oh, sure. I don't know about that. Kyle is so underrated. That dude's a monster. Corey's a baller, but Kyle can play.
They're both beasts.
I love Kyle.
Where does Corey Seager go? He's a free agent. Dodgers got a lot of young free agents. Imagine.
That would be sick if you went to Seattle. But I mean,
I don't think you'll do it, though.
No. Dodgers have got to keep him.
I don't think we will. I don't know if they have the money to.
Yeah.
I know. That's especially unfortunate.
He's not having an MVP season.
Right.
But I mean, he has the potential to do win some award.
Oh, yeah. He got World Series MVP.
Yep. So that's well deserved resume. Very. Speaking of World Series, I know you want to talk about who's making the playoffs, who's not.
Yeah, I do. So right now, I mean, it's hard to tell about teams in May,
but
it is. But it's fun to talk about.
They're going back to the 5-team format, right?
Yes, thank God.
Thank goodness. Eight teams in MLB is
that
so
like
bad.
Wild card. No buy situation. Yeah, that was just a mess. Yeah.
I mean, the season's already long enough. I think they did that because it was a short season.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense. If you're back to 162 games, it's got to be down to the 5-team format. Yeah, exactly. So are we buying into Boston?
No.
Nope.
Boston's going to be bad.
Yep. Okay. What teams are we buying into right now
that
are winning their divisions?
St. Louis is
going to play. I'm buying into Oakland.
Yeah.
How about the Giants?
No.
Nope.
I don't think so either.
San Diego and Los Angeles will come and swoop that up real quick.
I think so too. Very early.
I think St. Louis is legit. I think Atlanta will still take the East.
Yep. I see Atlanta. I see Oakland Athletics coming through. Yeah. Hopefully it's like an Oakland and like Anaheim deal. I won't say Los Angeles Angels because they're not. They're the Anaheim Angels.
I know. It even sounds better. Anaheim Angels.
Very much.
I hope the Angels get in. I mean, I'm a Mariners fan. We play them a lot, but God, just for the sake of baseball.
Yeah. I know, dude, right?
The M's ain't going to make it.
My Trout's only getting older.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Clock's ticking.
And Ohtani's like, looks really good, looks really healthy.
You got to make it count because he can't keep throwing 99 forever.
And hitting 115,
right.
450 feet. Dude, this guy, that's he's got
insane.
Like 93 speed in the show. Like, the guy's quick.
He's fast. Run. And I think he's what, like, how tall?
6'3"? Yeah, 6'4". He's a big guy.
This dude's a freak of nature.
Yeah.
No. So it's like, you can't finish behind the Mariners right now, guys.
What's your take on the White Sox?
I like their roster. I don't like the La Russa hire. I think that's their problem.
Thank you.
The Tony La Russa hire. I don't.
Good on paper. I don't know. Mercedes, though, having a year.
Yep. Yeah. Tim Anderson. Abreu's having a down year, but it's early.
Yeah. And they lost
Moncada.
Who is it? Luis Robert, right?
Yep. He's out 10 to 14 weeks. So he's going to be out till like July.
Yeah.
But that division, I think that's the softest division in baseball.
But they also lost.
That division's bad.
There's not a lot of time.
I would agree with that. They also lost. Who's their left fielder?
I know who
Eloy
you're
Jimenez.
Yeah, Eloy's out for the whole season.
Another big bat. Damn. Gone
big
for
bat,
the year.
Two big bats gone for the year. Because I doubt Tim Anderson comes back and has like the
right.
year. The set,
like, right. You know. He's like a solid shortstop. And then Carlos Rodon's having a hell of a year.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have a no-hitter.
Yeah, and then who?
Nick Madrigal's our second baseman. He's having a good year so
Stud.
Far.
Stud.
Yep. They have Mankata still, too. Right?
They
I believe
do.
So, yeah.
Like, they got a young team, but they've got an old, old, like, classic MLB manager. And it's just, yeah. I don't know how it's going to work.
They need, like,
yeah, I didn't like that
he wasn't even aware of the extra inning rule.
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah. He admitted that he cost his team the game.
Yeah, he no didn't way. Even, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
he knew the runner on second, but the rule was if it was a pitcher, you're allowed, because it's like normally
yeah,
it's,
you can
the
pinch
former,
run.
It's the former player yeah. or whoever was up last in the previous inning, and it was their pitcher at the time. And so he sent out his pitcher out there to run.
Like, no.
And he didn't realize that you could have a
throwing
you could
or something
pitch
like
run
that.
Him. Yeah.
I got another hot take. The Mets won't make the playoffs.
Have we heard about anything about DeGrom's injury yet? I don't know.
He got injured?
He got injured
did
last
see,
Sunday.
Did you not see the video?
Or this oh. past Sunday, yesterday.
He was wow. like, he was like grimacing and like shaking.
You say
his
he
head.
Pitched yesterday.
Yeah. It was yesterday in the sixth inning when he went out.
Oh my
still
God.
Still got the win.
I got, if he was on any other team.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. No run, zero, absolutely zero run support. That's the Dodgers' problem yeah. too right now is we're getting no run support. But like,
oh, I know.
I don't know how you don't get run support when you got Lindor,
literally the best pitcher.
Like, yeah, you got
Alonso,
Pete Alonso,
Conforto,
McNeil. I was about to say McNeil. McNeil's yeah. got a sweet swing this year.
He's always been like, a great contact hitter.
Yeah, amazing. And like, dude, Lindor's been tanking it.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, it's early, but dude, you're getting paid more than Tatis.
Just hit his first ball, I saw the other
yeah.
day.
You're getting paid more than Tatis. Take yeah. off the turtleneck and hit. Like, come yeah. on, it's not cold right now.
Taiwan Walker's their three
dude,
pitcher.
Hey,
he went to my high school.
That's my dog.
Did he really?
Really? Yeah, that's a Taiwan. Seattle Mariner. Two-time yeah. Seattle
yep.
Mariner.
Yep.
He's been
yep.
around the. He's been around the curve with Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big Taiwan fan. Yeah, he went to. He was drafted by the Mariners and went uh-huh. to the D-backs.
He was
came
supposed
back to
be like the next Felix, and they traded him for.
Dude, he's a good pitcher.
They traded him for Segura, I think. Right.
Yeah.
And
yep.
then
yep,
Segura. Traded Segura to Philly.
Yep.
For J.P. Crawford.
Yep.
I like dude. JP. He just cannot hit worth a damn.
If Taiwan gets in, if he ever has like that year, that breakout year, he will be golden.
Yeah, he's solid. I
got to
Taiwan
catch him in high school.
Did that, you really?
Yeah, I was a senior at the time.
He's having a decent year.
Yeah, he's not doing bad.
He had a good year last year. He like went back to Seattle to save his career.
Yeah,
did,
essentially.
And then went left again.
My buddy from Seattle was supposed to give me his bobblehead, his Star Wars bobblehead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has a couple of them, he said.
That's so sick.
Him yeah, and like you know anything about Matt Davidson, Ryan?
Who is that?
So he's a first baseman, third baseman. Got drafted by the D-backs as well. Played with the D-backs a couple years. Went to the White Sox. Went down. Played a lot of the White Sox in Charlotte. I think their AAA team is. Came up for the White Sox. Hit three home runs on opening day, like just out of
oh,
nowhere.
Oh, okay. I
a couple
remember
years
him.
Ago,
I
traded
remember
to the
him.
Rangers. Didn't yeah. play very well. Signed a 1-year deal with the Dodgers for AAA this year.
Okay.
But he also went to my high school, too. But he was my hitting coach in Little League in middle school.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, but, dude, like, out of nowhere, just three bombs on opening day, no name.
That's
like,
pretty sick.
He's in the books with, like, Babe Ruth.
I do remember that. That was, and that was just, like, who the everyone yeah, was like, who the hell
Matt
is this guy?
Yeah.
Was he on the White Sox?
Yeah.
There
yeah,
was
yeah,
that,
with the White Sox.
I remember when I was a kid, he actually played decent for a couple years, but had that insane debut. He's, like, 6-for-6, Cubs dude. Like second base, Starlin Castro.
Yep,
I remember he was like 6-for-6.
Yeah, he
like
hasn't really lived up to the hype. Since
yeah,
I was gonna say he was supposed
is
to
he
be
even
amazing.
In the league anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, he's on the Marlins. Yeah.
Oh, he's still in. Okay,
dude, Marlins are looking kind of good.
Their run differential is great.
Yeah, they need to put consistency together, but they're looking good.
Holy, and I thought I couldn't drop enough of a holy fuck. It's happening. This is exactly what I've been telling you forever. Mariners calling up Jared Kelenic for Thursday.
I thought something way bigger was happening.
Yeah, I was just saying, like Beal or not
I've been
Beal,
safe for like
Westbrook
4 years. Jared. Well, that, I actually got that update too. Westbrook did get his triple double, but Kelenic's coming up, baby. Oh my God, it's about time.
Oh, it's happening.
Thursday night. Okay.
Oh. Speaking of, did the Mariners play today? It was like
no,
off day for
off
a lot of
today,
people.
Yeah.
Dude, the Reds just blew out the Pirates 14-1.
They get the
to
Dodgers
one.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Kelenic's coming up, dude. Holy shit.
Oh, so you're not throwing him against us.
Sadly. No, he'll be Thursday.
So maybe we could score some runs for once. It's like we score zero for like three games, and then we score like more than Clinic. 10 in like one inning.
So he's going to be up Thursday?
Clinic's coming up Thursday.
Oh, I bet you are excited.
Oh, my. I've been waiting ever since that trade.
He's been waiting for They've this been calling, for like years.
Well, he's Is been he, like the top five prospect for the last like, I say four prospect? Years. Yeah. So he they got him in the deal for, they traded Robinson Cano and Edwin Diaz to the Mets for him. And he was like the Mets' number one prospect.
And Cano fell off the map after that second PED.
Yeah.
Right.
And they stashed Klinik. And Klinik got pissed this offseason. He's like, why the hell am I still in the minors?
Damn.
And their current left fielder, Taylor Trammell, is hitting like a
190.
111.
How's Kyle
right
Lewis
now?
Doing since he's been back?
Struggled early, got hot a little bit. Now he's struggling again.
Man. He's young.
He's all power right now, though. Every game he'll go like
home run, score a lot
like
of points.
One for
fantasy.
Five, a bunch of K's, and a home run. So
no, I think he'll be good.
I like him. Long Evan season. Evan White's starting to play well. I'm big on Evan White. I think he's starting to turn around a little bit.
I love when prospects like come through.
Yeah,
it's dope.
It's my favorite part of baseball.
Coming up too.
Yeah, like the
oh my god,
the June call ups whenever kind of starts eating.
Like Peterson, dude. I watched Peterson grow up like through the minors. Like,
Jock,
yeah, young Jock
Peterson. The
That's what I've done with Klinik. I watch like every minor league game he plays in.
That's crazy.
Waiting.
Yeah, I remember the Bellinger call up, Seager call up,
Lux,
the Buehler Lux.
Dude, Buehler came out of nowhere.
Really?
Buehler from was not on my radar.
I was huge
better than
on
Kershaw.
Buehler.
Better than Kershaw. Buehler will have a better career than Kershaw will.
Damn.
That is,
dude.
That
I just
is
can't
a
watch
bold
him with those
take.
Pants. I can't dude, watch those pants. It's
the more strikeouts, the tighter the pants get.
Yeah, seriously.
I swear.
Buehler, what a guy! All right, should we wrap up? What time is it? 7:35. So what we've been going? When did we hit record?
Like 6:45, I think.
A little over an hour.
Okay,
so you got any last
thoughts? Perfect time. Westbrook did get his triple double. Wizards are down 2 to the Hawks with 3 minutes left. It happened. Jared Kolinic got called
Kalinick's up. Kolinic's coming up, baby.
That is
oh
the,
my god, I'm
that
so
is the
excited.
News of the decade. It is. It's happening.
That's our future.
I like that game we played. That was dope.
Yeah.
That was good. Good game, boys.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll do that again. You'll be back on the podcast for sure. Did you have fun?
Let's do it. Yeah, this is great.
You liked it?
Yeah, this is fun.
Good, dude. I'm glad.
That was fun. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Rylan Dawson joining us. We're going to be signing off here. Thank you guys for listening to The Takeover. Make sure to like, retweet, do whatever you can to get us out there. We appreciate you. And I know who you are. And thank you for tuning in to your favorite sports podcast because you're here right now. That's how I know it's your favorite.
I saw someone say that you're their favorite sports analytic or what is that word?
Analyst. That was Dylan McGee.
Saw that.
Oh, did he really?
He commented, I think it was our last Twitter video. We'll have to get him on the show too.
Yeah,
you are a pretty good sports guy. This is
you think so?
You guys are pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. I was just saying,
appreciate that.
This is I couldn't have done it without this guy either. Honestly, we make a good duo, good chemistry, and we get it done. And we do what we can.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what, guys, have a good one. Peace and love, Seth. Do you want to go hit stop?
Much love. I got it.
Shout out Speak Boise. Shout out University Television Productions.
Yep.
My guy, Rylan Dawson. Go Dodgers.
Yes, sir.